Gypsy Dance?
Do you mean a sheepdog? It has a one. It has one blue eye, one brown eye.
Yeah.
That's a sheepdog. It's all white, fuzzy white, the little black spots.
Uh-huh.
That's a sheepdog.
Okay. What about a dog that was a mixed breed? What did they call that?
Mixed breed, like a shepherd, and it was made with a Doberman pinscher.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was made with a collie.
Yeah.
Well, that's crossbreed.
Uh-huh. And then, what about those little kind of little dogs, you know?
Chihuahua?
A little dog they call, a little small, noisy, yappy dog. Call him a...
Oh, a toy poodle.
Okay, or a Fife. You know what
a... little fox terrier.
You know what a Fife was? Fife?
No, but I know a lot of dogs. I don't know them by their name.
Yeah.
They have those little toy fox. They're mean.
If you wanted to...
And then they have a Boston bull. Face all rumpled up, like.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog or another person, you'd say to him what? And he would run him.
He'd go after him. I've known that to happen. I've seen that when my kids were growing up. I've seen kids walk a dog and he'd say, get him, go get him, boy, sick him, boy. And he'd jump another dog. And he'd call him off like his name is Rover. Rover, come back, Rover. And he'd come right back. You're supposed to have those dogs trained, though, to do that, like a police dog. Those are called canines. They have dogs that go, you know, like somebody did something wrong, and they're trying to catch them. And if they drop a hat or a cap, they're going to let that dog smell it, and that dog will go right after that person. And it can call him right off, but he'll attack you.
Okay, what do you do when a dog is
going to attack you?
Coming.
Towards you?
Yeah.
Well, I've always known if a dog is coming at you, never strike at him. If he just stands still and say, no puppy, no puppy, and talk nice to him, they're most likely to go away. But if he's a bishop dog, it wouldn't be anything to stop him no matter what you say to him.
Okay. You might be on a gravel road, you might bend down
And you'll get bit.
Pick up a what? Pick up
a rock or a stone?
And
you could get bitten by the dog. Because you see, you frighten the dog as bad as you're frightened.
Yeah.
And he's going to protect himself and he'll come after you.
Or you might pick up a rock and
a stick.
Do what? You would...
Now, you throw it at him. Now, some dogs, you can throw a rock at them and they'll run. And some, again, they don't stop for anything.
Yeah.
And I haven't been around any dogs like that. Only one dog, and that dog probably thought I was coming after him, you know, when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I've had all kinds of dogs.
Now, when you go to somebody's house and they're not, the dog might come after you even if they're not.
I don't go in.
Okay.
Any place has a dog, I don't go in. And when we had bad dogs, we wrote a sign and put it outside, bad dog, please don't come in.
Yeah. A dog is good in that it'll keep, say, people away from your house when you're not.
Right, right.
Say when you're not.
At home.
Yeah.
Or even sometimes if you would be at home sleeping, a burglar would try to get in.
Yeah.
And a dog will attack you.
Okay. Somebody calls to you at the house, but they said, I've been calling you for 30 minutes. Where have you been? And you say, well, I wasn't home. You say you had gone downtown, and you say, this morning, guess who I, you say you saw somebody in town, and you wanted, instead of saying I met him, you know, you'd see somebody, and you'd say, guess who I, you won't.
Who I saw?
You won't believe who I.
Who I seen today?
In town, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I wasn't looking for him, I wasn't looking for it. We just kind of
sort of run down on each other.
Run,